John, thanks for joining us. It's the morning of our final day here in Durban. What are we expecting?
Well, a long day for a start. It looks as though there's movement on getting a legally binding treaty, both the Kyoto Protocol and a new one. Mm-hmm. Start negotiations on that next year. There's been a lot of movement on when they would aim to conclude that treaty, because the European Union, the Alliance of Small Island States, the least developed countries, and some of the Africans and South Americans independently have all banded together to form a new alliance to try to get a treaty. So that's about 120 countries in all. So that's got a fair amount of momentum, and they all want to take action pretty quickly.
And what are we waiting for now? Is it the response of the basic bloc, Brazil, South Africa, India, China, or the United States? Who are we looking at?
Or both of those, the US and the basics. Some of the basics are more likely to move quite early, I think, than others, although it's quite difficult when you're a little bloc. South Africa would certainly move. Brazil has signalled, their minister signalled, they would probably move. And I think, in the end, China will move. Not sure about India at the moment. And the US, hard to say. I mean, the US, again, signalled they like the initiative and they like the EU's roadmap. But they did say they liked a roadmap. They didn't necessarily say it was the EU's. But.
Okay. And do we have any indication of which direction the basic bloc is going to go? Are they going to back a 2015 peak in emissions, do you think, or kind of towards the US position here?
The concern of the basics is that they have to take on a legally binding commitment to do something. Now, the Chinese say they already do that, which is true domestically. They have their five-year plans, and they're binding on them. But it's a quite, I think they're going to have to fudge the issue somewhat, start the talks, and then discuss the issue of how legally binding it is for the big developing countries perhaps later. I'm not sure how they'll do it, but something like that.
Yeah. What about the state of the negotiating text? We know it's been kind of well into 130-odd pages over the last few days. Is that going to be cut down today in order to make it more manageable?
I guess so, although I'm not sure who's going to do that, because that's not the sort of job that meniscus can do. But they might cut it up and do it in bits. In fact, I suspect that's what they will do.
And we're likely to see that emerging at some stage in the morning, or is that hopeful?
Well, if it does emerge, it probably will be very late at night, early in the morning, or perhaps late in the morning. They've done that before, because it is very big. Or they might just choose to do some of it, let's say, and perhaps leave some behind for next time.
And the energy levels yesterday morning were quite low. People seemed a little bit concerned. It picked up in the evening. What do you expect from today?
I think it'll be the same again. Right now, there's normally far more people than there are at present hanging around, coming in. You know, it's really quiet in the registration centre today, so I think they're all gearing up for a late night.
John, thanks for speaking to us.